the only authority the county has, if we can see any reference to an error in any way, or, I mean, I see no reference to an error, and the penalty, the interest goes to the entities that's on that tax bill, which about 80% of that would be to the school. If you're saying the county, you see no error in any way, then I don't see as anything we can do. Unless, do you have any other evidence in any way?
No, Barnabas claims full responsibility. I wish I could tell you where the bills went and where, the, you know, this is a last-ditch effort on our part before. And really, our lawyer who is on the board would have dealt with the paperwork when we purchased the 1492. And so those are the steps she's taken to find out, hey, what went on. And because to the best of my understanding, if the appropriate paperwork would have been filed with the county at that time, it would have been recognized as a tax-exempt property because it falls under the Barnabas Foundation, which again is a 501c3 that we operate under. And you know, I don't know. You know, did our former person that received the mail and did the bills think, well, we're tax exempt, so this doesn't apply? You know, those are questions I can't answer. And so, again, I know no pushing off that it was on the county's side at all. This is just an effort that I've been asked basically by our board to exhaust efforts before we do the appeal to the Board of Equalization, which I understand is going to go to the state at that point, and then our lawyer's taken over from there. So
this is a 2016 and 17 bill we're talking about.
Yeah.
And they would have received it too in 2016. And then in 17, they would receive, when they got their 17-6 statement, it was showed it was delinquent for that. So I really think that that would have been in form of another notice that they would
yes.
receive.
And I do understand that. The 2016, the purchase of the property, I believe, was in October of 2016. And I don't know, and this is, again, what she's researching, what was worked out with the Smalley family. He had his Marriage Institute offices at that building prior. And I'm not for sure what was worked out on property tax for that year. You know, did Barnabas say, hey, we're going to lease this for 2016, pick up the property tax, or were they responsible for it? These are things that are still unknown. But I understand where you're coming from, and I appreciate the opportunity for you all to hear the appeal.
Thank you. In regard to that, just a point. In 2016, the address on that bill was also Post Office Box 3200, Springfield, and you said that was the foundation?
Yeah, that's absolutely. That's our central office in Springfield.
Then when you got the collector's notice, the second delinquent notice in 2018 that they mailed out showing it was going to be subject to a tax sale, that's when they paid attention?
If that's what you're holding in your hand, we paid attention at the point where the new finance lady handed me the bill showing that we were delinquent from 2016-2017 on approximately January 11th. I can't remember the dates exactly when she handed me. That's when I started the ball rolling with calling the county assessor and then speaking with Ms. Neely as well, and then Sheila, you and I had the conversation prior to this appeal as well. And I'm not asking for 2018 to be removed because I told the powers to be that January 1, or if it weren't paid in January, we're going to accrue more total. And the thought behind it was let's go through the appeal process. So not asking for that 2018 to be removed.
Your 2018, okay, what you're
For 2017,
interest,
yeah.
The 2018, you can go before the Board of Equalization
yeah.
for the tax statement.
Yeah, and I know at that time frame,
value.
I know we're already 1 month in and soon to be 2 months delinquent on the 2018 as it stands now.
No, I'm sorry, you're not yet. You'll go to the county clerk and get an appointment with the Board of Equalization for 2018. And then the Board of Equalization that you go before the
they'll determine.
Three-member board, they will either send it on to the state, and because on exempt
okay.
properties, the
okay.
state rules.
And that's the June 1st that Ms. Neely had said to have it in before by, but we could turn it in sooner. So we'll make sure to do that as soon at the conclusion of this
And that'll
appeal.
Be for 2018.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
I just wanted the commission to be aware of the fact that I did go and talk to our county assessor about the issue, and he was unclear whether the use of the property was tax exempt at this time, and that's why 2018 tax bill will have an assessment on it and will have a bill. So if they believe that its use is tax exempt, then they will have to come to the BOE this summer to get it appealed, because the assessor at this time does not believe that it meets the criteria for tax exemption. The use of
yes.
the building.
Yes, and that's where our
have anything to do with.
I just want
yep.
you to be aware that we have done all
okay.
that work in advance, that we have contacted the assessor to ask all those questions.
And that's where that board member is researching currently for those qualifying stipulations on. Is it, you know, even when it's being used as bed and breakfast, could it still fall under our umbrella? And that's neither here nor there. I hear you.
That'll the Board of Equalization will hear that.
Yep.
I'll make a motion to deny penalties and interest for 16 and 17 per Missouri revised statute 52-240 that the county had made any errors.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you for your
yep,
time.
Appreciate you guys. Do I need to sign this book?
No. Nope. Good to see you.
You as well.
Tell your wife and the kids us that's
absolutely.
Right.
Southwest Missouri Council of Governments Transportation Advisory Committee recommendations. And let's see here.
David Miller's resigned.
Yes, so I have Mr. Miller has resigned, and the looks like the recommendation is for Rick Zingenfuss to step in. I would assume he is in agreement.
Mr. Zingenfuss currently serves as our alternate on the Southwest Transportation Advisory Committee.
And I would be pleased to serve in that capacity. I would ask for a continued effort to find another alternate, just in case. Obviously, we all have schedules, so I think that would be a wise move.
It was suggestion that Mr. Miller's replacement might want to step up, but I understood that maybe that's not the right time for it right now.
At least in the discussion that I've had with Mr. Miller is that his replacement is going to take a period of time to transportation isn't his first skill set, and so he's going to be learning about that over a period of time, and so in the future that may be another option for an alternate, but immediately he'd like to see if we couldn't find some other alternate for that position.
We'll continue to look for that. I had asked another board member, and I keep getting the same suggestion back to go to. So I make the motion that we appoint Rick Zingenfuss as the Transportation Advisory Committee Board for the Southwest Missouri.
I second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Rick.
My pleasure.
bid recommendation for double roller, drum roller, number 201801-393.
Yes, good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
We're here this morning in reference to the bid number just quoted, 201801-393 for a double drum roller as requested by Taney County Road and Bridge Department. This particular bid was released on January the 13th of this year. It closed on February the 14th. I'm happy to say that we did have some nice participation to this bid. We had five responses from Springfield area vendors that participate in this particular commodity. Pricing was rather aggressive, and Mr. Hayes and Mr. Huff took possession of those responses for a complete and thorough review. On the face, the initial response indicated that Berry Tractor of Springfield, Missouri was the low bid at $52,714. There were several other detailed specifications and stipulations required in this particular bid request that Mr. Hayes and his staff thoroughly reviewed and have prepared a formal recommendation, which I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes now to make that recommendation. Mr. Hayes.
After reviewing all these bids, you can see on the bid that we're going to recommend, there is a few minor exceptions on there. We've reviewed those exceptions also, and they actually are minor on the vibrations per minute on the drum. This is a similar model and size machine that we brought in the previous years, and it's worked well, and the guys have liked it, and it's done a good job. So that's the reason we want to stick with that particular model and size. So, and that's our recommendation, is to recommend Berry Tractor of Springfield, $52,714 for that BOMAG roller.
So you've used it, and
we have a model, exactly this model type machine, and they've used it all last year, and we're impressed and liked it. So that's, and it's done a great job. We've had problems with this particular roller being too light or not compacting the mix enough, and it caused a problem with chip seal later on. So that's the reason we went with heavier type rollers.
I will also note, in addition to that fact, it is the lowest bid.
Correct.
I make a motion that we approve the bid. We accept the bid from Berry Tractor in the amount of $52,714 in Taney County. We purchase.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I'll notify the vendors and submit the particular contract paperwork to legal.
Donna, would you tell KPM Accounting that we're ready?
Now we've got court orders. We got court orders.
My mistake.
Okay.
You don't want those court orders, my God.
And I saw you sitting there, too. Well, you don't have too many, just a couple.
Well,